God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Okay. My name is Glenna, and I am a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Glenna.
Thank you, and I am leading this workshop, Can I Really Stop on My Own? We have a timekeeper. Please pay attention to the timekeeper. What else? Please share positively and speak only for yourself, saying I and me instead of you and we. And we'll have 3 minutes to share. I will share a little bit about me. I won't bore you with all the gory details of my misery, but I will qualify, I guess, a little bit by telling you that I think I was probably a compulsive overeater my whole life, though the weight was not a problem until my 20s. But the behaviors were all there. I did have, in my opinion, all the behaviors, just not the food. And so I feel like I didn't actually find the food that I thought soothed me until I was in my 20s. Then the weight started to creep up, and I went through diet after diet after diet after diet, most of which worked. They would work for, you know, for a while, and I would get down to a weight where I thought and my disease told me that I looked good, and I would quit the diet and say, okay, you're good to go on your own, and then I would go back up, zoom up, way higher than I was before. And that went around and around and around. I found out today that the only diet I didn't try was Jenny Craig. To my knowledge, I think I've done everything else. I even actually put a staple in my ear 1 year. Yeah, didn't work. I was miserable. I was miserable and thought that that was just something I needed to deal with on my own. I just thought there was something wrong with me, that I was bad or different, and didn't know that there was such a thing as a disease such as this. So that went on, and I still never knew about OA until I hit my, what I call my very rock bottom. I can't imagine being any lower than I was last November. So, I may get a little weepy, I do that. it was actually a therapist that mentioned OA to me. No one in my life had ever mentioned OA before. My husband's in AA, and still, he never heard of OA. He's been in AA 8 years. He never heard of it. No one ever mentioned it to me. I can't believe at 38 years old I didn't know, but I didn't know. So, otherwise I'm sure it would have been something I tried. You know, I tried everything else. So anyway, when I walked in the door, I was so very ready to do anything. And, and so I did. I found a sponsor that first night. Actually, she found me and took me by the hand. I got a food plan, started it the next day. Just because it was 10 o'clock at night, I didn't wait till the next day. So that started my abstinence. It's been 5.5 months. I am feeling so grateful for that. Things are very much clearer. And obviously then the feelings set in, so. but anyway, it's really a happy cry because I am so blessed to have this and to have all of you. What I think is that life doesn't begin at 40, life begins at 38. Because that's when I found OA. And I'm just sorry that I didn't find it before. I had all those years that I could have been recovering. And because of my HP, my higher power, who I found by coming to these rooms, I really did, I had to act as if for a little while. Not that I didn't believe in God, I believed in God. I just didn't think God wanted to hear my problems. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna act as if I talked to God on a daily basis, because I didn't. But I do now. And it has made me much stronger. It doesn't sound like it, but it has. And I have to say, today I am a grateful compulsive overeater, because I'm not just grateful that I'm recovering. I'm grateful that I found all of you, because I didn't know that other people were like me. And that was such a relief. Such a beautiful feeling. I'm sorry. You have to excuse me.
She'll never apologize for crying.
Oh, it happens.
I'm losing weight, you're losing work.
I like it. So yes, I have to say that I am very grateful. Grateful compulsive overeater. And to talk a little bit about the topic, can I really do it on my own? That's just a big resounding no, in my opinion. For me, I could not do it on my own. I didn't know that there was any other way. I thought I had to do it on my own. So, knowing that you are all here, and God is making all my decisions, and I am working my program, I don't have to do it alone. I don't have to. And I am so grateful for that. Thank you. So, now we'll go around the room in 3 minutes, and feel free to cry and make me feel better.
I've got your back.
Okay, good. Please do. Where shall we start? Shall we start over here? Miss Dolores.
And the topic is, I can't
Can I do it alone? Yes.
Oh, gosh. Hi, I'm Dolores, a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Dolores.
If I could do it alone, I think about all the money that I spent to lose weight. It's obscene. And tried everything that was out there. In fact, I was just sharing it at dinner. I went to a place in Durham, North Carolina called Structure House. And I had read a book by the actor James Coco, who was definitely a compulsive overeater. But anyway, he went to Structure House, and I said, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Structure House. It was very expensive. It was in Durham, North Carolina. We did not have the money for me to do it, but I was going to do it anyway. And I called and to make a reservation, and they were filled. So I had to wait another month. Anyway, I went there, and this was probably, maybe almost 30 years ago now. And I went, and it was lovely. But you know, now that I think back, it was really a rehab. I don't know what I was thinking, but I can remember it was people from all over the United States, all over the world, really. And we had to introduce ourselves, and a woman came up to me, and she said, I'm from Livingston. And she said, you know, there's a wonderful program not too far from where you live for, she said obesity. For obesity, and I could feel the hair on the back of my head. Why'd she say that to me? Here I am at this place trying to lose. I mean, the thinking was really obscene. And I did well there. I lost the weight, and it wasn't all bad. In fact, that's where I really learned to walk. Not learned to walk, but I did walk.
and go through, what do you call it, when you go to, what am I trying to say, somebody that deals with food,
nutrition,
all of that. But you know, I also was from the school, I could have written a book on diets and food, because I'd been on a diet a good part of my life. And I too didn't know about OA, and I had a brother-in-law that was a physician, my sister was a nurse, and obesity ran rampant in my family. And but I had never heard about OA. And then that one Saturday, I got up, I was late, and I came to the meeting, and you know, most of it, well, it doesn't matter whether you know or not, but it's 20 years ago that I came in, and I guess what? I can't do it alone. I don't want to do it alone. I need the support and the help of what these rooms give me, and hopefully I give back, because it's a terrible disease. And I used to sit every Saturday, and that's all I did was cry. But it was a release, you know, that somebody finally understood what I was going through, because they were going through it too. So I keep coming back, you know, one day at a time. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Maggie, a post-mortem eater.
Hi, Maggie. Welcome.
First, I have to just say, I can't believe you're 38. You look like you're 25. Fantastic. But, you know, can I do it alone? I mean, no, I can't do it alone. When I have tried, I've ended up getting deeper in my isolation, my lying, my sneakiness, and then, of course, it spills over into motherhood and sisterhood and all that. I start to feel badly about myself that way, and then I go back to the, it's just this terrible, vicious cycle. When I come to these rooms, sometimes I'll come to them, and I really don't think it's time to do it, and I don't feel in the right frame of mind, but I'm always so rejuvenated, so happy, so filled, and so ready, you know. I just wish I could go on these retreats every month, but I can only do it with the rooms, with the meetings, with the calls when I make them enough, and with my sponsor. Thank God for my sponsor, and with my higher power. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm Adele, grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Adele. Welcome.
Now, ancestor butts, I can no longer do it alone. I used to be able to, if you discounted the craziness in my head, but as far as looking at me, no one could tell that any of that craziness was going on, because I looked very presentable, and I exercised, and I eat, binge, starved. I mean, not to the point where I was anorexic, but, you know, the diets were on, off, on, off. My biggest savior was Weight Watchers, but I don't know. That got old after a while, and I just couldn't seem to do it anymore. I mean, I always sort of did it, you know, but after a while, the compulsion became too great, and if I had one sweet, I had to have 20 or 30, or until the bag was gone. And then someone suggested OA when I was about 55, which I had never heard of, Gwenna. So 38's not so terrible. And I went to my first meeting, and I sat there and thought, these people are truly nuts, because they were laughing. They were dealing with the same stuff that was going on in my head, but they knew what to do. I mean, I'm not saying they were all perfectly following everything, but they had a plan, they had a program. And I mean, I fought it for a very long time, for much too long than I should have. But I can't do it by myself. I absolutely cannot do it by myself. And I'll tell you something, I need the program because I am not the nicest person without it. You know, I cheat, I steal, I lie, I isolate. I remember reading the big book, you know, they were talking about a person who is just a wonderful gentleman until he drinks. And then he becomes this totally different person. And that's what happens to me. I mean, if I'm not following the program, I am not the same person because I'm not happy. And I, you know, all the fears start and all the worry and all the binging. And so I just thank God for the day that I walked into these rooms. And it's taken me a long time to really get it. But I'm at that point now, and I am so happy that you guys are here and present.
Thank you for sharing.
Not nice. Be sarcastic.
Not a nice person. You're not even. My name is Abby, and I am a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Abby.
Thank you. And it really is getting harder and harder to share because there are so many things that I think I hear that I just sort of say, oh, I was going to say that. The only thing I think I can add is I don't think I ever thought I could do it alone. I think that's why I went to places like Weight Watchers. That's why I tried to get relatives to join me in weight loss programs. You know, let's be honest with each other. If something happens, you know, if we cheated, whatever. But I don't think I ever tried doing it alone because, I don't know, maybe on some level I always realized that I couldn't. I needed that group setting. I needed to hear, you know, how other people were doing it. I needed, I probably also needed the confirmation by people when I was doing well. You know, it wasn't something that, it wasn't enough for me to feel that I had done well and I had accomplished something. I think on some level I needed somebody to say, wow, you know, I can't believe you lost that much weight or can't believe how great you look or whatever. So can't do it alone. You know, I'm learning to do it with the help of the people in the rooms through their support and their love and their constantly being there regardless, whether you do well, whether you have a slip, whether you need somebody to teach you, somebody to guide you. It's a group program. It's something that I think that I need to rely on other people to help me stay abstinent. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, I'm Trish. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Trish.
And I was 50 years old when I came into this room. So, and I did everything. I did not do Jenny Craig. I did Metafast. But, you know, anything that cost too much money, I didn't do a nutrition system. Anything that cost too much money, I was too cheap to do. But, you know, I did Metafast because my health insurance covered it. Back in the day. But anyway, I cannot do it on my own. Every time, from the time I was in eighth grade and my mother took me to the doctor and he put me on diet pills, I lost 20 pounds and I gained about 40 back. By graduation, I lost 20 pounds. That was in June. And by December, I had gained at least 40. So, you know, that was just the start of all the yo-yo roller coaster. And I joined Weight Watchers several times, Lean Line, you know, all this stuff. I wanted someplace, I wanted to belong, you know, and then, you know, I'd lose it and then gain it back, and so I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't have to go there anymore. But I finally found a place where I belong. I feel, bless you, I feel like this is home to me, you know? Like this is my family, and I can't do it without a sponsor, you know, left to my own devices. Yeah, I could write down my food, but I can't, you know, would I be honest with myself? I need to have that other person to be accountable to. And I thank God, because, you know, you saved my life by sending me to this program. It was only through God that I found this. I don't even know how I got to OA, like, just 4 years ago. I just don't know. But here I am, and I'm really grateful that I have probably about 50 phone numbers in my phone that I can pick up the phone and call anybody whenever I need to. You know, I make my phone calls, but also when I need to, I can pick up my phone and just dial somebody. I can't do it by myself, and I'm grateful that I don't have to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Dina.
I definitely cannot do this on my own anymore, because I have always done it on my own. As a teenager, I guess later on, maybe 16 years old or so, I think that was about the first time I ever went on a diet, because I was going on vacation and I wanted to wear that really nice bikini. And I did it on my own. I bought Dr. Stillman's book or what have you, and I followed it, and I lost it, and I looked great that summer. And then the weight went back on. And I remember going on liquid protein. It was pretty much on my own. My dad would drive me there. They would weigh me, and all I had in my life was liquid protein. And I regained that weight. And all the diets that I've ever been on had a beginning and an end. And then when you get to the end, you ask yourself, now what? And you start eating. I start eating again, and I'll regain the weight. And there's not really anybody there to guide you, unless you want to go get another bottle of liquid protein, or you want to reread Dr. Stillman's book, or you want to hear. There's somebody there to guide you, to help you. There is a then what, and there is something to follow. There are steps. There are proven successes over the years. You know, it's not like over, up and down, up and down. You know, okay, this month this is great, this month this guy's great, and you know, she gets him on the TV show, which is great for some people, you know, if it works. But there's no like proven over the years, if you go on this, you will stay that way forever. Even the people that are on TV, you know, they look great while they're doing the commercial, and then 3 years later, you know, they're the same. And here, there's a continuum. There's people that have done this for 35 years. So, yes, I have to do it with a group. And I really enjoy listening to everybody. There's so many pearls of wisdom every time I come. And that's what I really need, is to help have others help me and learn from them and continue. Because I definitely can't do it on my own anymore.
Yeah, my name is Bob. I'm a food addict. With the topic, I was thinking of that Roseanne's prayer. I don't hear it down here, but I put my hand in yours, and together we can do what we could never do alone. So transformation. Is kept by giving it away. If you look it up in the dictionary, it'll say transformation is kept by giving it away. So I think that's one of the things that is so good. Was every day when I talk to my people, we're always talking about, you know, what I did. And of course then my self-absorbed thoughts say, well, why don't you ask your sponsees, how their day was, you know what I mean, instead of what I did. So, not that whatever the fact. So, I definitely have made a lot of wonderful friends and I get a lot of support with OA. So, you know, people say, how was the meeting? And I don't remember ever leaving the meeting feeling bad about myself or worse than I felt when I got there. Believe me, going to the meeting is a real positive thing, being with everybody, the energy. And then also they the spirit, when two or more are joined together, I don't know if that's OA or Christian, but when two or more are joined together, the higher power is right there. So that's why they say you can go to a meeting and it only takes two to have a meeting. So when I'm finished sharing, I'm going to excuse myself for a second. Put that sign up. Thanks. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Save my seat. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Dave from the Wilson Bill Reader.
Hi, Dave.
Well, if I could do it alone, I'm really seeing that in the shape. Tried everything since I've been about 9 years old. I've been dieting and different programs. Always a consequence. When I'm medicated, I lost 60 pounds, got a gallbladder attack. I figured that was God's way of saying, you know, that's it. Still have my gallbladder, but of course I gained the weight back. What I loved about OA when I came into the rooms is it was the first time I heard somebody else had that problem that I had. I thought I was weak, no willpower, lazy. I don't want to weigh and measure. I don't want to do all this stuff. I don't want to, I wanted to live my life the way I wanted to live it on my terms. And I couldn't understand why my metabolism wouldn't kick in, it's always an excuse. And I never take onus of why I got to be where I am. Could not believe. Went to Connecticut, paid $300 to have somebody put me on a scale and give me a diet. And I can't believe I went all the way to Connecticut to do this. You know, that's some of the bizarre things that you do. He gave me these little cards and he said, eat this. And I didn't. I lost 15 pounds, but I was miserable. I was miserable. So when I first came into OA, I looked at in those days, it was a gray sheet or something. Somebody gave me a diet. And I really loved it. I really did. But what I really loved was the fellowship. And I have to say, I'm not here for the diet as much as the fellowship, if I'm going to be honest. But as a sideline, it's a wonderful program. I don't use the tools like I should, and I'm going to start because look at the success of the people I see here. And these conferences and these weekends are the most important thing for me because I take it out of my, my hibernation, my isolation, and I come out and I hear and I see and it gives me a renewal. What I love is this winter I decided to do my hibernation thing and try it on my own. As you can see, it didn't work, but the phone never stopped ringing. It was always somebody calling me just to keep in touch, not to nag me, not to tell me that I was, gee, we miss you. Oh, when are you coming back? And anything like that. That meant more to me than anything. So the fellowship is important. The program, if you use it, it works. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. And I can't do it alone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ellen, very grateful and compulsive over you. Nobody said welcome.
Welcome.
I need the full thing. I need the full 19. I too try stopping on my own. And I really thought I did because many times I did for a day or two or three or whatever. and then just was, there's a certain cockiness that sets into that. Well, I'm just like a little step above the rest because these people, they can't do it. Oh, I can do it, It's not something that it's said, it's an attitude. And why should I have trouble doing this? I can't believe I have trouble. I've been dying, so I went to Weight Watchers. I lost a lot of weight when I went to Weight Watchers. And I don't see what's the problem here, especially when I was told by somebody who was in AA that I should try OA. And somebody just said that, well, you said that. My spine went up. My spine went up, like, and my eyeballs came out. I said, oh, why are as I stood in my three-piece clothes trying to hide, you know, make myself even heavier, like with a shirt and then the thing and then the top and the other, you know.
Like this?
You know, I even think of myself like when I had to cross a room, like if going to a wedding or this or that. And, you know, when I looked in the mirror this way, like it was always doable. But then one day I got a mirror and I could see myself from behind, and that was like the beginning of the end of what I got, you know, that for sure I was going to shoot myself. Like, oh my God! You know, seeing me from the front, oh, I look that bad, you know, but from the back. And then picturing like when I had to cross the room, I just was like,
Sorry.
But anyway, to make a short story long, when this woman told me to go to OA, but I went there with such a terrible attitude. I went there with an attitude like, I don't really need this. Why is she telling me to go? And so I went, got very friendly with all the girls. And the best part was that right after the meeting, everybody went out to eat lunch. And when the food came out, like I could, the food was like, it's all the dishes, you know? I'm thinking, oh, wow, I didn't realize that, you know? Very few of them were at any kind of a normal size weight at that time. And most of the meetings consisted of who they didn't like, who they, you know, hated, brothers or sisters. And so those of the meetings I talked about earlier, about dumping meetings. And they really served no good at all. So it was learning from this, you know, nonsense maybe that I became absent.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm going to
pass right now.
I'm Sue, compulsive operator.
Hi, Sue. You're welcome.
And I think one of the things that you said, Glenna, that, you know, I thought I should be able to do it on my own too. And I think the word was, you know, the operative word was should. I knew about OA. I went to an OA meeting when I was in my 20s, and I just remember feeling very like inside myself at that meeting. And then this woman reached, you know, leaned across the table and she said, "I'll be your sponsor, and you're going to call me and tell me what you're going to eat." And I thought, "Oh no, that isn't going to happen." And so the next day she called me and she said, "What are you going to eat today?" And I said, "I'm not going to tell you. You know." We're not doing this. And so I went to another OA meeting, and I just, it was a gigantic group meeting. I mean, there's hundreds of people there. And I really think I went to this meeting, even that I wanted, but, you know. And I remember the young girl that was the speaker, she talked about an experience where she hated herself so much, and she was with her parents looking at a college, and she just hated herself because she was, you know, the food had made her so miserable that she pulled up her dress in the middle of a street and screamed out, you know, like, "Look at me, look at how fat I am." And I could relate to everything she was saying, but for the next 23 years, I continued to do it on my own because I thought I should do it on my own, because I thought if I couldn't do it on my own, it meant that I was weak and that, you know, why can't I do this on my own? It's just food, right? It's just food. And for periods of time, I do it, you know, a month, 2 months, 6 months at times. But as soon as I took that first bite, I was gone. And so when I came into OA 10 years ago, it was really very at my rock bottom. I wasn't the fattest that I had ever been in my life, but it was at my rock bottom. And when I walked in and I realized that people really understood me, that was the gift. That was the immediate gift that I got. And I realized that I didn't have to do it on my own anymore. I didn't. And I couldn't wait to come, go to the next meeting, because it really was the thing that made the difference. And I went from being a major isolator to somebody that has friends now and looks forward to going to meetings and just enjoys life. So it's made a huge difference. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Well, Betsy and compulsive overeater. I was absolutely convinced 100% you couldn't shake my faith that I could do it alone. I don't like people. I don't need people. I'm a total isolator. Paul Simon, I am a rock on an island, and I went through life like that for a very long time. And I had joined Weight Watchers and started with the point system, and I thought the lecturers were a joke. They were, you know, I don't need this baloney, fill in the blank. You know, I went in, I weighed, I followed the points, I did my own thing, and lost the weight, got down a goal, got a little pin, got to stand up in front of everyone and get clapped at, and that lasted about a month because I thought I had arrived and I didn't have to do this anymore and I could go back doing what I had done before and screw the whole point system. I didn't need any of that stuff. I knew what a point was. I didn't have to look it up in the book anymore. Well, that got me all the weight back plus another 30 pounds. And tried Weight Watchers again, and that didn't work. Tried it with other people, thinking that, other people, support, novel concept. That didn't work. And I found out about OA about 2001, when a woman that I worked with had lost over 300 pounds, and she showed me a picture of herself, and my jaw hit the floor, and I said, "Man, you got it. Whatever you did, you got to give this to me." So she handed me a gray sheet. I took a look at that and went, "No freaking way!" I said, "I can't live like that." And so I, continued to try to do things on my own after that, and it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. And so then in 2005, I went to a beginners meeting and listened to everyone talk and saw the recovery. And saw the fellowship, and I said, "There's got to be something to this." And I said, "I can't do this alone." And I took a scenic route. I tried to do it alone again, and I just can't do it. And I am absolutely 100% convinced that I need every single one of you. I need every single OA person in the world. I can't do it alone, and I need a higher power.
So,
thanks for
having me,
Sharon.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
My name is Alice. I am a compulsive
overeater. Hi, Alice.
Thank you so much. You know, this business about doing it alone, I put a lot of effort into trying to prove to myself that I could do it alone. Because just like was mentioned about the should, logically it seemed to me that, you know, I should, and so therefore I tried. And I not only proved to myself over decades that I couldn't do it alone, I couldn't even do it, you know, with the help of other people who were in programs, you know, whether it was a diet group or a diet buddy or, you know, this or that. I could not only not do it alone, I couldn't do it, you know, as part of those kind of groups. But when I came to OA, the being in the meetings and the fellowship was a tremendous source of strength. And then, come to find out, and this was like a real shocker to me, that in addition to that, what I really needed was a power greater than myself. You know, that the only connection with a higher power. And I mean, who'd have thought it? Certainly not me. You know? So yeah, I tried for many, many years to do it alone and to do it with, as part of various diet groups and stuff. But none of that worked. But this works. And it's the group and it's the spiritual experience and connection with a higher power. And this is a much overused word by the younger generation. It's just an awesome thing, and I don't like to use that word because my niece and nephews, they, you know, I say it like every time I turn around, but there is no, I can't put enough emphasis on it, you know, it's huge. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, my name is Donna grateful compulsive overeater. I was actually, my school nurse, when I was back in high school, said I should go to OA. And it was just a subtle planting of the seed. But I tried to do things my way, and I went to the diet groups. And even when I went to the diet groups, I still felt alone. And I came into OA, and yet wasn't ready, tried to do it my way, and of course my way didn't work. And I think the last time it was just like, I don't know if it must have been really, really hitting bottom, because I was over 300 pounds, hated my life, and I knew that I could not do gastric bypass, even though my doctor, you know, because at the time Carney Wilson was like bragging about how it worked for her and thought it would work for the whole world or every fat person. And I knew that wasn't going to be it, because if you could make my stomach the size of a, you know, a pea or whatever, I'd still want a ton of food. And it was one of those things, and I have a higher power that if I really seek guidance, I'm going to get something. And I admit, some decisions I make, I get things. My higher power gives me things much better than I bargained for, and I think OA is one of those good decisions, one of those things that this is more than what I bargained for. I like the camaraderie. When I go to a meeting, I'm very fortunate to be in an area with a lot of good, positive share meetings, and even though they're not humongous meetings, they're just enough people that I get something out of it. And seeing the same faces, it's like seeing your family, only they're not dysfunctional. And I used to say your non-dysfunctional family. And I still believe that. And when I come up here to this retreat, it's like, my God, so many different people, and how great it is to see the faces and a lot of familiar faces. And it's like I'm with another family, and I enjoy it. And hopefully I'll keep coming back. Today I know I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
I just also wanted to, Glenna, compulsive overeater, I just wanted to comment on, it is, can I really do this on my own? But I also wanted to comment that I'm not sure I'm really doing this anyway. I think that this is all God's work through me, because I, people outside OA will say, gosh, look at you, you're doing so good with your food, and gosh, it's this holiday and you're not having this, and you're too good, and look, you've lost weight, and gosh, you look great. And I don't give that credit to me. I don't want the credit, because then I will be off and running somewhere.